We're in a Divot Shalom on Pesach. We're in Chelek Bet in the part on Pesach. Ma'amar, Shneimasar, the 12th Ma'amar on Zman Chirutenu. The title that the Anshei Knesset HaGedola give to Pesach is Zman Chirutenu. Let's see what that's all about. It says in Divot Shalom, V'titein lanu Hashem Elokeinu bi'ahava mo'adim l'simcha chagim uzmanim l'sason et yom chag ha'matzot hazeh zman chayrutenu. We say in Tefillah on Yontif that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us be'ahava, the mo'adim for simcha, these chagim as times for joy, and this chag ha'matzot, meaning chag ha'pesach, as zman chayrutenu, the time of our freedom. Hine shmot ha'chagim morim al itzumo shel chag u'mehuto. The names of the chagim teach us about the essence of the chag. Why? A name always indicates an essence. That's always the case for anything in life. A name is always indicative of an essence. That's why parents have Ruach HaKodesh when they name their children. It's because the name that even we have as people, the names that we have, indicate the essence of who we are. They reflect the essence of who we are. And the name of anything that... The title of anything expresses its essence. When one is examining Purim, one has to understand, with so many amazing aspects of what Purim is about, why is Purim called Al Shem HaPur? Simply because of the lottery that Haman threw, and there's so many other aspects of the day to link into. That means there's something there. We've given shirim, and there's such an important inyan to get into. If all of the mo'adim are for simcha, why is Sukkot dafka zman simchatenu? If all of the mo'adim are mo'adim simcha, what is uniquely simcha-oriented about Sukkot that becomes the name of the chag itself? So too, when we say that Pesach is man chirutenu, it's the time of our chirut and our freedom, what is the meaning of chirut? What is freedom really all about? And how does that relate to Pesach? V'imichinat nishmat ha-yom tov, because the name of a yom tov is the essence of a yom tov. V'yanshe k'neses ha-gedola, shehitkinu nusach ha-tfilah. When the Anshe k'neses ha-gedola established the text for the tefillah, kav'u kan she'itzumo shel chag, they established that the essence of the chag itself, shel chag ha-matzot, of the chag of matzahs, which again makes sense to us that would be called chag ha-matzot, that's one of the main mitzvot of the chag. One of the main mitzvot of the chag. Huzman chirutinu, that it's dafka the time of our chirut. It's the time of our freedom. Chirut has a lot of layers to it. Going forward, we'll just refer to it as chirut and zman chirutinu, but we know that in English it's loosely translated as freedom. Geshem shechag ha-sukot is zman simchatenu, just like chag ha-sukot is zman simchatenu, and chag ha-shavuot and shavuot is zman matan torotenu, it's the time of the giving of the Torah. Couldn't be more on the nose than that, more essential than that. Then so too, Pesach has to be somehow essentially zman chirutinu. V'nei baror shashem zman chirutenu eino inyan sheshayach le'avar greida. When we say that zman chirutenu is the time of our freedom, we can't say, oh, well, obviously it's called zman chirutenu because on Pesach, when we left Egypt, we were freed from Egypt. That's not good enough. It's not just referencing something in the past. That's never the essence of anything in Torah. In Torah, in Judaism, everything is soaked with meaning and is linking into things for all time. Asher az b'yitzias Mitzrayim yatzu l'chirut. It's not just that we left Mitzrayim and went into freedom in the time of Mitzrayim. Ela ze'inyan shel hoveh, it's present. She'achshav hu zman she'anu yotzim l'chirut. That we're mamish right now, we're mamish in Pesach. We're leaving into chirut, we're going into freedom. Dafka now, every single year. As we go through Pesach. As we go through the experience of Pesach and we go through Leil HaSeder. U'kemo she'be'omreinu. Zman simchatenu, ena kavana zman shayinu pam smechim bo ela she'achshav hu zman simcha. Obviously, when we say zman simchatenu, we don't think, oh, the time when they used to be happy, but we're totally depressed right now. Chas v'shalom, we automatically, there, we intuitively understand that zman simchatenu means when a time of pure joy. That's also over right now. I'm supposed to be purely within a time of joy right now. So too, zman chirutenu. We experienced chirus thousands of years ago when we left Egypt, but it means that it's zman chirus right now. We're in a reality of going to chirus right now, a reality of experiencing freedom right now. So too by zman matan toratenu. On Shavuos, it's not just that we're remembering that we received the Torah. It's not a commemoration. We don't have commemorations in Judaism. We have realities in Judaism. V'ra'ui lidaber shaharei matan Torah bizmano. We're top of the next column. Shaharei matan Torah bizmano haya biyom zayin b'sivan. V'anu chogim et chag ha-shavuot biyom vav b'sivan. Ela kavana shezman matan Torahtinu ha'idna b'shana zo. It's mamish zman matan Torahtinu right now. Meaning it might even be on the same day. For them it might have even been on Zayin Sivan and we're doing Vav Sivan. So how could that be? The answer is that we're not commemorating something that happened. We're experiencing it. As we talked about in a previous shiur, right? That time is not something simply where something happens and then we remember it later on. That what happens when we have something like Yetzias Mitzrayim or Matan Torah, what's happening is that there's an explosion in time of something that was buried into the fabric of time from the very beginning. And every year we're relinking into the essence of that time because it's happening again. We might not actually be leaving Mitzrayim Mamish right now. But leaving Egypt, Cheirus, is happening in that time. It was always there before Pesach. And so that's why when we finally needed to experience Cheirus as a nation and Mamish leave Mitzrayim, that always needed to be the date because inherent in the fabric of that time is the concept of Cheirut. V'imkein gam zman Cheirutenu, so too the time of our Cheirut. Mashma'o hazman shebekol shana v'shana mechadesh mechadesh. Every single year, a mechadish is reality of going into chirus, of mamish going out. Ukedita bechesed la'avram, as it says in the Sefer Chesed la'avram, shebechol shana v'shana, shloshim yom kodem hachag, that 30 days before Chag HaPesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu motzia et hanifashot, shenaflu lidei ha-sitra achra, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the nifashot out, that fell into the hand of the sitra achra. That fell into the hand, sitra achra is Aramaic for the other side, meaning the negative side. That all of the nifashot that fell into the hands of tum'ah, of the sitra achra, umiviyam ela kedusha, and it brings them we're being brought into kedusha. Even the people who are buried in Tum'ah are being brought into Kedusha on Pesach night. Ad kibul el Pesach kulanu b'nei chorin. That till Pesach night, on Pesach night, we're mamish all free. Could be a maid say, Tzeno b'mitzrayim, like when we left Mitzrayim. Umivuar al-pi d'ita b'zohar kadosh, as Zohar kadosh says, umigo rechimuta d'lahon kra lon b'nei b'chori Yisrael v'yitir haksharim shel elyonim et b'tachtonim. That we're on this night, we're called, I think this is what he's saying, we're called B'ni B'chor Yisrael, we're called his children. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu loosens the bonds on us, on up above and down below. Pirush, he's going to explain what the Zohar said, in case I explained it wrong. HaMitzrim asu ksharim, ki'ilu shelo yachlu yoter latzeit misham. That the Mitzrim, that the Egyptians created a reality, ki'ilu, that we wouldn't be able to leave. Vaksharim alalu, and these bonds, hayu shayachim be'elyonim uvatachtonim. These bonds that they put on us were relevant in the upper realms and in the lower realms. We were spiritually bound and physically bound. Be'inanim gufaniim, we were physically bound. We were physically bound in labor. Uvinim nifashim, and also on a spiritual, on a soulful level, we were bound up. Our souls were bound. Shasua kol kadeshu lechalutin bidei asitra achra. V'la yachlo, top of the next page, litcharer mehem. They did this all. They bound us physically. They engaged us physically. They made us totally subservient to them physically and overwhelmed physically. So that way, in the physical world, so that way, the Sitra Achra would be able to hold, to bind us also spiritually and not be able to be free. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hitirak sharim elyonim v'tachtonim ve'otanu hutzi l'chirut olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu unbound us on the upper realms and the lower realms, and he took us into freedom forever. Umehai time, and because of this, Berosh Kol Moadot, at the beginning of all of the Moadim, Nesata Pesach. That Pesach is the beginning of all of the Moadim. It's the beginning of the cycle each year of the Moadim. It all starts from Pesach. Dinei kol od she'adam eino ben chorim, that unless we're truly free, v'hu b'chinat eved, if we're still an eved, lo shayach etzlo kabbalat haTorah. We can't have kabbalat haTorah. We can't go on to Shavuot and Sukkot if we're still slaves. Only a ben chorin can experience Torah, can receive Torah. Only a ben chorin can go on to Zman Tziplateinu. Only a ben chorin can go into the year. We have to start by being free. Ki eved garua migoy gamor. Because the worst thing to be is an eved. It's even lower than being kilu mitzada mitzvot. It's even lower than being a non-Jew. Shezei yachol bechefzo lihitgayer ulihiyot yehudi ulekabel mitzvot. Because a non-Jew can choose to be mitgayer. They can choose to convert. They can choose to become a Jew. They can choose to accept the mitzvot if they want. They're not required to. We push them in when they tell us that they want to. But they can. And a person who is an eved and is subjugated to somebody else, they can't even make that free choice. Al kein b'rosh kol mo'adot, the beginning, the first thing is, huzman chirutenu, is the time of our freedom. Latzeit mideya sitra achra, to mamish leave the tumah behind, to get out of the tumah. Achar kach bazman matan torah, that's the beginning of the road to matan torah. V'rak az echol liyot zman simchatenu. Only then can we truly have zman simchatenu. There's a progression happening here. First we need to become free physically and spiritually. Then we can make the choice to accept the Torah, because only a person who's free can accept the Torah. And then once we're free and we accept the Torah, then we can move on to a place of simcha. It's an incredible concept. The concept that I don't know what he's going to go into here. I don't like to prepare the pieces beforehand because I like to learn a bechavruta with you guys. So I don't know if he's going to go into this concept. But again, the idea here is that we're all a slave to something. We're all subservient to something. But a person who is put into slavery, a person who's subjugated by somebody else, doesn't have the only true freedom that we have. They don't have the freedom to choose whom they serve. That's the key. A slave does not have the freedom to choose whom he serves. And once HaKadosh Baruch Hu frees us, then we have the freedom to choose to accept the Torah and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's what we're doing, meaning the concept of freedom is insane. The concept of saying that we're free is insane, meaning what do? We leave the bondage of Egypt to go to Matan Torah 49 days later, to accept the Torah and have 613 mitzvot and spend a lifetime, every waking second, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not freedom, that's servitude. The answer is yes. We were born to serve. We were created to serve. Adam la'amal yulad. We were born to work. That's who we are. That's how we were created. That's what we're here to do. What's the question? I now have the freedom to choose who I serve. And that's the question. That's the ikker question of life. Who do I serve? And it's still shayach to us. When we're talking about Mitzrayim, I'll take your question in a second. That when we're talking about Mitzrayim, Lashon Mitzrayim, borders, boundaries, that it was binding us, it was limiting us, it was trying to focus us on the physical world. That Mitzrayim is still alive and well inside of every single one of us. The draw towards the physical, the desire towards the physical, the desire to give in to our physical-based desires, to our desire for instant gratification, all of that's still a reality of Mitzrayim. Our desires for Tum'ah is all a reality of Mitzrayim. That's still Shibud Mitzrayim, and that's what we're trying to get out of it at Zman Chayrutenu. That's what we have the opportunity to leave behind at Zman Chayrutenu. That's still Mitzrayim. My Rebbe one time, he's a little more harif, and he told the following story, that he was on Miluim, for the army in Israel, and he was sitting in a jeep, and as I could totally imagine, as would be his way, he was sitting there with this non-religious Israeli Jew, and so they're sitting there in the jeep. So what do they do? They're engaged. He's having a whole conversation with him about, you know, hashkafa, not trying to get necessarily, you know, this thing, not trying to necessarily be, I don't know if he was trying to do or not trying to do, but just they were talking about who this conversation, who is truly free, who is truly free. And the non-religious Jew, the Chiloni Jew, was saying, no, I'm really free. Why am I really free? Because you're busy doing 613 mitzvot, and you're subjugated to Torah. You're forced, your whole day is laid out for you. You're not free, you're a slave to Torah. He said, no, you're a slave to yourself. You're a slave to your body. You're a slave to your impulses. Because you're not choosing to dedicate yourself to something higher than that. He said, while they were having that conversation, and I'm using his lashon, but as they were having the conversation, he said, a woman walked by who was not dressed so tzanua, who was not dressed so modestly, walks by the jeep. And he says it, I still remember clearly in my mind when I heard him say it, he said this guy was sitting next to, he said, like a dog on a leash, his head was pulled from one direction, flowing all the way across until she went to the other direction, watching her as she passed. And he looked at him, he said, see, I told you, you're not really free. You're a servant to your body. You're a servant to your physical impulses. And that's still a choice that we make. We at least have the ability to choose, but then we have to make the right choice. When we were in Egypt, we didn't have the ability to choose. We were mamish slaves to physicality. They gave us avodat parach. They were forcing us into the physical world through hard physical labor. They were binding our bodies and binding our souls. And on Pesach night, we're being left free from all of that. We're having chayrus from all of that. To choose who we serve. The freedom to choose who we serve. That's the only true freedom that we have, and that's the ikar freedom that there is. Am I serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu, or am I serving myself, is really the question of life. Am I serving my own ego? Am I serving my own innate physical desires? Or am I serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Am I serving a higher power? Am I serving my source? That which gives me life, the only thing that really matters. Am I working for Olam Hazeh? Or am I working for Olam Haba and for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What am I doing? I have the freedom to choose, and that's the choice we need to make. There were a couple of questions. Before we go on to bed, I want to take a question from... I answered the question. Okay, great. Baruch Hashem, I was able to answer. Tov. Very good. Chaval, I like to hear your voice, Benjamin. So chaval for me. But next time, you have a question, I'll get to you earlier. Okay. So, let's go on to bet. Let's see where he takes it. V'yesh levayer, mashma'ut inyan chirut. We have to understand the essence, the meaning. What is chirut really about? And we just started to talk about it. Let's see what the Netivot Shalom takes it. Because there's so many layers to the concept of chirut. Dinei b'shla kadosh, as the Shla kadosh says, Maksheh b'nusach ha'agadah, he asks about the language of the Haggadah. V'ilu lo hitziah HaKadosh Baruch Hu et avotenu mimitzrayim. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not taken us out of Egypt, hareanu v'anenu v'nei v'anenu mishubadim hayinu l'faro mitzrayim, then we would still be slaves to paro mitzrayim now. Mamal Yuta Yeshbazesha Einenu Meshubadin LaParo Mitzrayim. He says, what is the actual Maila? What's the actual advantage that we're not slaves to Paro Egypt? Right? Adai Meshubadim LaEdom, Bishar Alamim. We're still Meshubad to Edom. We're still Meshubad to whatever the nature of the fourth Gullus is, the Gullus of Edom. We're still Meshubad to Edom. Even, there many people speak about this, and it's true. Even though Baruch Hashem we have Eretz Yisrael, We're still living in a reality of galut. We don't have Beit HaMikdash, that's a fact. We don't have full autonomy over all of Eretz Yisrael, that's a fact. We don't have Mashiach is not galoy to all of us yet, that's a fact. So we're still in a reality of galut, which means if we're not in a reality of geula, if we're not living under the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamish, that means that we're still in the galus of Edom. Who cares who we're serving? Whether it's Egypt and Paro, or it's Edom and whoever. And again, without getting into the conversation, it's a long and important conversation. For those of you who are interested, I can send you some shirim on the topic. But we're still under the shibud of Edom. So what's the difference? Cain Sarich Peyors, that's question number one. He says, also you need to understand, Omro v'ilu lo hutziah Kadosh Baruch Hu atavatim Mitzrayim, if Kadosh Baruch Hu hadn't taken our forefathers out of Egypt, kula klum yitzachen kadavar hazeh. Harei Kadosh Baruch Hu kvar yiftiach v'rit ben habitzarim shiyotziim Mitzrayim. Kemo diktim v'avadum v'anu otam arba miut shana v'achar kach yatzu. Uma shayach b'chlal ilu lo hutziah Kadosh Baruch Hu v'kulei. Meaning we say, if Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have taken us out of Egypt, then this and this would have happened. What kind of question is that? What kind of statement is that? That was never an option. Why even say it out loud? It was never an option. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, he mamish told Avram Avinu clearly in Parshas Lech Lecha, your children are going to go down to a nation that they don't know, and they will be in servitude there, and they will come out. So there was never a Hav Avinu that we weren't going to come out. There was never a possibility of us not coming out. So what does it mean if we wouldn't have been taken out of Egypt? We were, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avram we would go down, and he promised we'd come out. So what kind of statement is that? If we wouldn't have come out, there is no if. It was always guaranteed beforehand. Gam alashon mishubadim hayinu leparo b'mitzrayim shepeor. Also the lashon, the wording of, we would have been mishubad to paro mitzrayim. We would have been enslaved to paro mitzrayim. Mipnei malo amar gampo avadim. Why does it say mishubad and not avadim? Had we still been slaves to him in Egypt, not enslaved? What's the difference? Al derech. We should have used the same lashon of avadim. It used it at the beginning. It should have followed through and stayed with lashon of avadim and not switched to mishubadim. Good. So let's see where he takes it. V'yesh lomar sheikar inyana shel galut mitzrayim, that the main essence of galut mitzrayim, of the exile in mitzrayim, Masha Mishubadim Hayinu, that which we were subservient to Paro and to Mitzrayim. Rotzilomar Masha Yisrael Hayu Mishubadim Sham Legamri Bechol Mi'utam. It's not that we were slaves in Egypt. We were mamish enslaved from beginning to end to Egypt. We were fully enslaved. We weren't slaves to Egypt. We were wholly enslaved by Egypt, completely, in our whole essence. Lilo shum atzma'ut afilu b'machshava. To the point where we had no autonomy, not even in our minds. Our minds were mamish enslaved to Egypt. V'lachem gam nikra Mitzrayim beit avadim. That's why Mitzrayim is called the house of slavery. It's a reality of slavery. It's a whole mahut of slavery. The same we've been talking about, how Yumamish, we all need to make right now our houses that we're confined to, a bayit of kedusha, a mishkan ma'at, a mikdash ma'at, make it a mikdash. Your bayit is your reality. And they lived in a beit avadim. Their whole reality, lehefech, was mamish a bayit of avodah, a bayit of avodah parech. Makom shaf Hafku bo anashim la'avadim, that we mamish were made into avadim. We were created into a reality of avadim. Ki mashma'ut eved hi, shekol mitziuto, mishubedet v'lo kol reshut atzmit. What it means is when you're really an eved, is that you're totally enslaved in a way where you have no autonomy at all. U'kemo shamru chazal, as chazal say in the Medrash, al pasuk, as the pasuk says in Devarim, v'lakachat lo goy mikerev goy, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu took one nation from another nation, ke ubar b'me'e behema. The Midrash says very famously that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that gives a graphic mashal, but a very powerful mashal, of like a child, which is, like a fetus, which is in the womb of the mother animal. That's what we were. We were mamish, totally consumed, totally enslaved, totally. Living within mamash Mitzrayim, dahayin shiral yub Mitzrayim ki ubar b'me'imo she'ino mesugal b'kochot atzmo l'shum davar ve'in klal mitziyot b'fnei atzmo elu kulon atam b'tochimo. When you have a fetus, the fetus is totally contained within the parent. The fetus has no autonomy of its own, has no choice of its own, has no reality of its own, has no sustenance of its own. Its whole reality is mom is drawing from and existing within something else. Kivan shu mishubadim leparo legamer, since we were totally mishubad to paro, totally enslaved to paro, to Mitzrayim, birucham uvigufam, in our spirit and in our bodies we were totally enslaved to Egypt. Vizeh ha-hefresh bein kol ha-galuyot legalut Mitzrayim. That's the distinction between all of the galuyot, between all of the exiles, and the unique exile of Mitzrayim. Kol ha-galuyot she'avru b'nei Yisrael, all of the exiles that we went through as b'nei Yisrael, hitbat'u rak b'kach shagoyim hayu yoter chazakim, top of the next column, chazakim Yisrael, mitzarim aleihem. We've always been, whenever we're in, and this I think addresses your question, the person who posted the question, is that they have always been stronger than us. And we've always been under their rulership. And we've always been put in tremendous strain and pressure and difficulty because we're under these galiot. That's all true. Aval am zot lo ayu mishubadim lahem. But im zot, but even so, we weren't enslaved to them in the same way. We're under somebody else's rulership. We're under their worldview. We're under they control the reality of the world, like Edom does even Bezman Azeh. But we're not enslaved like we were in Egypt in every aspect of our being. Rak Mitzrayim hayu goy bekerav goy. Only in Mitzrayim is it described as one nation mamish in the midst, in the womb of another nation. Meshubadim legamrei, totally enslaved. Ad shafilu chelak hamachshava ma. That even on the level of our machshava, we didn't even have freedom in our minds. What and how we thought was totally enslaved to Mitzrayim. Ukimo de matzinu As we see at the beginning of Mitzrayim is very the beginning of Geulat Mitzrayim, of the redemption from Mitzrayim, started when we finally, in the middle of Parshat Shmot, we cry out finally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the beginning of the Geula. Perush mi sheyigi azman haGeula azar lem HaKadosh Baruch Hu shekluk var lehaneach. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the koach in the moment to cry out. What that means is that the cry of Klal Yisrael started the Geula. That means that until that point in Sefer Shmot, until Mamish years into the Shibud, they couldn't even cry out. They didn't even rule over themselves to the extent that they could cry out Mamish to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They had no autonomy of their own. They were totally mishubat to Mitzrayim. They didn't even have the mindset, they didn't even have the freedom in their minds to have the pain to cry out in their pain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's also the meaning, the well-known concept, and if not, now you know it, and you'll b'drachim hear more about it over your lifetimes and over Shirim going into Pesach, that Yisrael were mamish, they were sunken into the 49th level of Tum'ah, the deepest level of Tum'ah that there is. Seven is always the primary number, the main number of everything that exists. Seven multiplied by itself is the greatest degree of each of those seven in their greatest strength, each one of those seven fundamental elements. amplified by the very same fundamental elements of 7, 7 times 7, 49 is the last gate, is the last stage. If one then moves into a reality of 50, then one is totally consumed by it, there's no way out. We'd sunken as far as we can go while still being able to be redeemed. We were 49 levels in, one step away from total oblivion. That's what it means that we were brought out. That in Yitzrayim we had sunken down to the 40th level of Tumah. Dilech Ora, Hare lo matzinu shehechrichu otam hamitzrim la'avor ala Torah. Meaning we don't see any indication from the Psukim that Klal Yisrael were not allowed to keep Judaism, were not allowed to keep whatever Torah, quote-unquote, they had at that time. They had the ability to act as they wanted to act. So how were they able to sink to the fourth level of Tumah if they were able to do whatever they wanted? They had sunken into the spirit of the place. They'd sunken into the spirit of Mitzrayim. They were overwhelmed by Mitzrayim's koach. And we fell to the fourth level, and that means that it totally ruled over us. He Mitzrayim, Ervata Aretz, this reality of Mitzrayim, the reality of Ervata Aretz, the unparalleled physical desire that was rampant in Eretz Yisrael, it was rampant in Eretz Canaan also, but it was rampant in Eretz Mitzrayim, mamish rampant in Eretz Yisrayim. It turned them around entirely that they were totally sunken into the fourth level of Tumah. As the Magid Mikuznich said on the Haggadah, meaning, Kilu, we were totally encompassed, like we were like a fetus in the womb of the mother. We were mamish, we were set up for it. We were set up to sin. We were set up to be totally encompassed by this Tumah. Vizeshine emar v'gam ra'iti et halachat asher Mitzrayim lochatzim otam. And that which we say in the Haggadah, that we talk about the pressure that Mitzrayim mamish pressured us. Hainu lachatz ha-shibud, we're talking about the pressure of the shibud. She'eino shalit lo ala machshava, v'lo ala dibor, ela kol mi'uto mitziuto mishubadim. Not just on the mind, not just on speech, our whole reality, our mind, our speech, our actions, everything was totally enslaved to Egypt. U'keneged shibud zeh, and in contrast to the shibud ne'emar, v'yutziya damo Yisrael mitocham l'cherut olam, I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, took Klal Yisrael out for an eternal cherut. Shibud muchlat, kazek fi shehayab Mitzrayim lo yeh yoter le'olam. He says there will never be such a shibud ever again. Not in Prasumadai, not in Yavan, not in Edom. Yes, there are going to be many more galut in Bavel. There are going to be many, many more galut. But we're never going to have a galut like that anymore. It's an eternal redemption from this level of being totally encompassed, totally enveloped by another nation, totally enveloped by a galut. That there will never be again. I want to keep going, but just again to keep relating it to the time that we're in. We're mamish all entrapped. We're mamish all at a certain level. We're on lockdown. On lockdown means we, even though we have the freedom to leave, we really can't leave the house. We really can't leave. If you're in quarantine, you're mamish locked in. As we sit here locked in to recognize that even in a situation, and it's not servitude, and it's not prison. Baruch Hashem, we're locked into our homes. But just to even recognize that even in moments where we seem like we're locked down, we seem like we're restricted, we seem like we don't have the freedoms that we wish that we had. And right now we don't. Right now we mamish don't. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is mamish putting us. He's demanding that we stay in the confines of our homes. That being said, recognize the tremendous freedom that we have. We have freedom of our action within the home. We have freedom of our speech. We have freedom of our minds. We have the freedom right now to learn together from all around the world mamish. We have freedom. We have chirus. We're never going to experience shiva like that again. We're never going to experience servitude. We're never going to experience limitations like that again. We're never going to have our actions fully restricted, our words restricted, our minds restricted. We own ourselves. And that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of what this man, this time, this tkufa in history is being Megaleh is revealing. Is that even when we're locked down, even when we're isolated, even when we're separated, we have total freedom in the ways that matter. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one, mitzad pikuach nefesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is demanding that we stay inside, is demanding that we stay locked down, is demanding that we stay isolated. And by doing that, I'm actually expressing my freedom to do Ratzon Hashem. And as I sit there in my room, to express in every action, I can express Ratzon Hashem. I can pick up a sefer and learn. I can go into a Zoom share. I can go into a Google Meet share. I can listen to an audio share. I can face some of the chavruta. I can fulfill kibud avaim. I can do a chesed in my home. I can daven like I've never davened before. I have the freedom to do everything. It's not just the freedom to do everything. It's the only freedom we need, and it's the freedom to do everything that we need to do. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you to be there, that means that that's exactly what you need to do. I know that this story is being told again and again and again right now. It's probably the story I've heard the most right now. It's one of my favorite stories long before this outbreak, long before the pandemic. I love this story, so I'm going to tell it again here, even though I'm sure you've heard it, and I've heard different variations of it. This is the variation I've heard first and that I feel most connected to, that the Rav Zusha and Rav Melech were going around the world. And I know you've heard it, but listen to it again and open up to a new layer of it, right? We're about to come to Yitzhak B'Siyas Mitzrayim. We just talked about last time how we have to open up like children to hear a story again and again and again, and they're just excited to hear it the next when they hear it again. So let's hear the story again and hear it with fresh eyes and fresh ears. That Rav Zusha and Rav Melech were going around. They spent a time in their life when they were going around just being Mechazik Klal Yisrael, and they went to go to sleep one time on a park bench in a certain city because they had no place to stay. And a police officer woke them up and said, "It's in this town, it's against the law to sleep in a public area." So he took them and threw them in jail. And the next morning they woke up, and Rav Melech saw Rav Zusha mom is crying. Zusha was crying his eyes out. He said, "Why are you crying?" He said, "Look where we are. He said, look where we are. We're in this prison. And everybody here smells, and there's a toilet in the corner, and there's feces, and there's urine. You can't daven." He said, "How could I not daven to a Kadosh Baruch Hu?" When he was bawling, he was mamish bawling. And Rav Elimelech says to him, he looks at him and he says, "Zusha, my brother, if we're here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in such a situation, dafka, we shouldn't daven. And by not davening, we're fulfilling what's on Hashem." And Zusha hears the words of his brother, of Elimelech, and Rav Zusha lights up, and he starts to sing and dance with such tremendous koach. He's mamish like he's drunk on Purim. He's singing and dancing with bleak vul. He's going and going. Why? Because he realizes I'm mamish serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu now by not davening. And he grabs his brother of Elimelech, and Rav Zusha and Elimelech are singing and dancing. And everybody else in the cell is looking at them like they're crazy, but then they're like, you know what? There's nothing else to do, let's get in on it. They start singing and dancing with them. They mom singing and dancing with them. And so the whole cell, the mom, the whole jail is going on, and they're singing and dancing like with all their koach. And the police officer comes, he begs us, like grabs him, and he says, "What are you doing?" He says, we're singing and dancing. He says, "Why?" He says, "I have no idea. Those two Jews started singing and dancing, so we all got in there with them." And so the police officer throws open the bars, grabs them and throws them out, and says, "Don't come back." Right? That's what happens. And there's so many layers to that story. So many layers to that story. Whether it's the incredibly important message right now, that if we can't daven with a minyan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you not to daven with a minyan, to besimcha not daven with a minyan. Besimcha to not daven with a minyan. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you daven b'yechidus. Not don't daven, but daven b'yechidus. Right? Right? Whether and if he's saying, you know, we were all in Eretz Yisrael learning together in yeshiva a week ago. Like, I mean, it's crazy to think how quickly things are happening. Right? We were mamash all in Eretz Yisrael learning in yeshiva a week ago. You're saying, how could it be that I'm sitting at home and with headphones and on a computer, I'm trying to learn Torah, and the shir, it's not the same. The answer is no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you, Dafka, to learn like that right now. But the message for us here, and the reason why I want to emphasize it here, is that to recognize, it does feel like forever ago, is to recognize that right now, we are totally free. Because even if we're confined to our homes, we have freedom to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way that He wants us to serve us serve Him right now. And there are infinite ways to do that. In our machshava, take a look, open up to the beginning of the Chai Adam, if you want. It's also brought down, less well known, in one of the first Be'er Halachas, in the opening first page of Shulchan Aruch, one of the first Be'er Halachas. It talks about the six constant mitzvot, freedom of the mind. There are six mitzvot where we have the freedom, because our minds are free, not like they were in Mitzrayim. That if you just think any one of these six things, you're doing a mitzvah. Any one of these six things, the way that the Chai Adam, I don't have it in front of me, I do it in front of me, one second, the lesson of the Chai Adam. Just to hear the Lashon of the Chai Adam. I'm not going to read all of the six mitzvot. You should take a look in the beginning. It's a beautiful, beautiful paragraph. It's in the, here in the Chai Adam, it's in Klal Aleph. I think it's the first beginning of Klal Aleph. It's the very first page he goes through it, basically. But he says, give me one second. It's worthwhile to hear. Oh, no, it's in, I didn't think it was the beginning. It's Klal Aleph Otei, where he goes to the six constant mitzvot. And he says, Why do you have the ability to do that? Because he's talking here, we haven't said Birchas Torah, washed our hands yet. He says we can still turn our minds to do the mitzvot of the Yom Aleph, the six mitzvot, the six constant mitzvot of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, fearing Him, etc. A person can fill in every single moment in their mind. To accept upon ourselves, we want to go into the Torah. I can't find the line. Oh, he says at the beginning of, hey, the next, mamash at the beginning. These are the mitzvot that we fulfill with our heart. The chiyuvant midiyam, we're mechayev to do these constantly. And not let these things away from us in our minds even for a second. He says, v'chol zman v'chol rega sheyachshov behem kiyom mitzvot asei. Every time you do, you think one of these six things, you fulfill mitzvot asei. She'in kitzva lematan skar al mitzvot, because there's no end to the skar you can get a mitzvot, which means there's no skar to the avodah Hashem that you can do. There's six things that even if you have nothing else to do, you have no sfarim available, your mamash in jail. You just open up your mind and you think about one of these six things. Because we have Chayrus Olam, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim. You'll never have Chayrus in your Machshava again. You think any one of these six things. Loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, feeling Him, Liachado, to think of the equal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to not turn to and think of any other gods, to keep one's thoughts clean. All of these things, that when we even think these things and focus on them, see the Chayyadim inside, see the Be'er Halacha in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch inside. When you think that you're feeling the Mitzvah, why we have freedom of the mind. And then even more so to then go, to go forward, and we have freedom of our speech, to talk Divrei Torah, to talk Divrei Torah with our families, to say words of tefillah, to have a chavrusa, freedom of our hands and our actions, to mamish do ma'aseh mitzvot, to grab a sefer and to learn it, to do an act of kibud av v'aim. We are totally free in all the ways that matter, from Yetzias Mitzrayim until today. And what mechayev us is to not see the walls that are the pretend prisons of our home, but to see the opportunities in every second for Avodas Hashem, which are still all there every second in Machshava, Dibor, and Maisa, and to recognize that the walls that surround us are just creating a new framework for brand new Avodas Hashem. That's all it is. It's a new arena to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu every second. We're not locked into anything. We're not restricted from anything. We have the freedom to do every single thing that counts to. That's the difference. That was the promise from Yetzias Mitzrayim. You will never, ever, ever, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will never have a shibud in your guf, in your words, and in your machshava. Kal v'chomer, we're not certain, again, in the comfort of our own homes, we're not in shibud. But to recognize that those walls, the walls that surround us are not, they may feel like that after a day or two or five or ten or a month or 2 months. They might feel like that, but they're not a prison. It's a different arena, it's a different area, it's a different framework to bring out brand new Avodat Hashem in every second that we still have the freedom to do, which is the only freedom that matters. I'm sorry, I keep going. Do you have anything they want to say, anything they want to type? Are we good? I'll take thumbs up also. Good. All right. Excellent. So let's keep going. We're on the last paragraph of Reish Samechet, the second page, bottom left, last paragraph. Thank you. V'yivu'ar, od l'fi'a niskar la'ayom, ma'sha'amar Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom. We can explain based on this that which Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo ish divarim anochi, kvad lashon anochi. He says, I'm not a person of words. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to send him out and for him to be the spokesperson, to be the person who's going to redeem the Jewish people, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu famously says in response, Lo ish divarim anochi, I'm not a person of words. Ki kvad peh, kvad lashon anochi, because I'm a person who's hard of speech and hard to speak. V'chein omro, Hinani aral sfataim, I'm a person who I can't speak well. V'eich yishma elai paro, and how's paro going to hear me? V'akavana, l'fi shebe'et shehayu klal Yisrael meshubadim l'faro b'mitzrayim, lo haya lehem klal b'chinat dibur. What this means on a much deeper level, and yes, there are midrashim that explain that he mamish had a lisp, but it obviously is deeper than that. The Torah is interested in telling us that he had a lisp. He may have also had a physical lisp, But the idea is, and the Sfarim go into this at length, that the connection between Moshe Rabbeinu and Dibor, it's worlds of thought and worlds of Torah to unearth. The meaning of the fact that he had difficulty speaking, and the meaning of the connectivity between Paro, between Moshe and Dibor, Moshe and speech, that gives over Devarim, versus Paro, Milashon Oref, the back of the neck, somehow the front of the face, versus the back of the neck, this dichotomy and this distinction, and the fact that, as he's saying here, that Mamash in Mitzrayim, it was that we were, it's not just that he couldn't speak, that when we were in Mitzrayim, as he says here, so many of the Sfarim bring down, that when Klal Yisrael were Meshuba to Paro Mitzrayim, they didn't have the Bechina of Dibor. They lost speech. V'gam b'itchalta d'geula kol od lo nigalu haya rak b'chinat kol b'lo dvarim u'matzinu v'hem rak l'shenot shel ancha b'lo dibor v'yanchu v'yizaku v'tal shavatam v'yishma shenel na'akatam kol ze l'fi shem u'shabadim klil v'chol ha'dibor shelem haya b'galut v'harei ikar chiyuto u'ma'alato shel ha'midaber u'bekoach ha'dibor shebo u'mi'acha shel haya koach ha'dibor b'rshut atzmo atzmam al-kein lo yuchlu l'daber gam b'tfila rak l'hit'anach. That was a lot of text. What he said there is, he's saying that the Klal Yisrael weren't able, they didn't have Dibor then. That's why, what starts the Geula? This cry, this screech, this cracks, this cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was, they didn't get together and have, you know, and have a day of fasting and come together on Zoom and say certain program of Tehillim. They couldn't do that for a lot of reasons. But let's get to the fact that they couldn't daven. Why? Because davening is speech. They didn't have speech. The whole Geula was dependent upon, it's a lot of food for thought also, the whole Geula was dependent upon just crying out. Just screeching to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because they didn't have speech. They couldn't speak. So therefore they have Vayanchu, Vayizaku, Vatal Shavatam. That's all they had. Because they didn't have words. Because their words were in Shibud also. They didn't have the capacity of speech. And he says here that the Iker Chiyus, the Iker life force, and the Maila of a person, people which in Judaism are called Domain, Tzomea, Chai, Medaber, human beings at the top of the food chain are called Medaber, so that we can speak. That's who and what we are. It so much makes us about who and what we are. Omiyachar shalohaya koach adibor, so we didn't have the ability to speak. Bereshut atzmam al kein lo yichlu ledaber gam betfilah, we couldn't even give out tefillah. Rak li'itanach, we were only able to cry. Umikevan shemosh rabino lev ha'shalom hu ha'kolel kol nishmot Yisrael. And since Moshe Rabbeinu, as many of the Sfarim bring down, he encompassed within him. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was able to bring out all of Klal Yisrael, and every single time he messed up was able to daven and save all of Klal Yisrael, was because Sarah and Moshe Rabbeinu, as the true leader of a generation needs to do, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the paradigm of that. He contained within him, and it's brought down in the Sfarim, all of the neshamas of Klal Yisrael were contained within him. Alkein gam lo lo Haya bechinat dibor. He also didn't have the bechina of dibor. He wasn't able to speak either. Vezeshe katuv, top of the next page. Lo ish divarim anochi. I'm not a person of speech. Vehein ani aral sfatayim. And my words, and my mouth, I can't say the words. Achin misheyatzu et Mitzrayim. When they brought up. When they came out of Mitzrayim, they came out to forever to be free. So they received anew this aspect of Dibor. As the Sfarim bring down, and it's so beautiful to think about what this means, so many layers to this, that Pesach is a notrikun, that the word Pesach is a notrikun, is an acronym for, is a conjunction of Pesach, the mouth that speaks. Because it's when we get our Dibor back. Pesach, Pesach, Pe is a mouth, Sach, Sicha means to speak. It's the night where we get our speech back. And that's why Mamish the whole night. We sit there and what do? We Mamish talk the whole night. We just speak the whole night. We say, Dagar l'night, V'chol ha'mar be'hareza mishubach. We let our mouths go. Go with what? Now that we have the freedom to speak, what do we choose to speak? Praise and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're Yehudim. So we do Hoda'ah. We say Halel and Hoda'ah. That's who we are. We immediately burst forth on Pesach night, with speech, all night, praising and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's the essence of who we are. And the second we get the capacity for speech, that's all we want to do. We express that identity, we express that freedom, and the only way we should and the only way we can is just talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu all night. It's not Stalin that they came and they told him that Mamish, they were like, it's Mamish Kriyat Shemashal Shacharis, it's time to go daven Shacharis. And they're like, well, where did the time go? That's what it needs to be like for us. To sit there and to Mamish keep talking. To keep talking about the Haggadah, to keep talking Divrei Torah, to keep talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our Emunah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His faithfulness to us, all night to go. to have that minhag, the beautiful minhag to mamish. Afterward, in one part of my family, we have this. I've always wanted to. I've never had the time to do this. You guys have the time now. Everybody keeps talking about, and it's true, Baruch Hashem, for a lot of us, that it's an amazing opportunity to have so much time to yourself and to be levad, to be by yourself, and to reflect and to do the things you always wanted to do. I always see those, and I honestly feel a little jealous. I love all the things that I do, but between working, you know, for yeshiva and for seminary, and my wife also, Baruch Hashem, is working for a different yeshiva, as in development, and the Zoom shiurim, and then all the kids are home. I'm like, Halavai, I had all the extra time everybody's talking about. So you guys have the extra time. It's a beautiful thing if you want to do it. But there's a beautiful minhag, and again, one part of my family, one of my uncles and his children do this. They say all of Shir Hashirim, the song of love. They sing all of Shir Hashirim after the Haggadah is over at like 1-2 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't matter when we end. They mamish do it. That's the minhag. That's the minhag that's in that part of our family that I've always wanted to do. But it's an amazing thing, meaning just to find new ways to keep talking. I remember one night after they said that, there's a beautiful niggun that goes to one of the psukim in Shir Hashirim. If you want, I have a recording of it, of people singing it. So I can definitely send it out to you. If somebody wants, I can send you it. I think it's a beautiful, beautiful niggun. Remind me afterward, and I'm happy to send it to you privately. But I would, one year I was like, I don't want it to stop. And so I wasn't able to say Shir Hashirim, so I sat and listened. And then afterward, I just sat there and I sang that niggun for like half an hour, 45 minutes before I went to sleep. To just keep finding ways to inspire, to keep going Pesach. The freedom that we have Pesach is an incredible thing. And that we were mamish megale in our dibor. On Pesach night, on the night of Pesach, Zeyikar shel Yom Tov. This is the main part of the Yom Tov. Mashiyatzu miashibud v'niftach pihem. That which we left the servitude and our mouths were finally able to be opened. Ve'askvar haya gam leMoshe bechinat dibor. And then Moshe Rabbeinu himself got his dibor back. Kedichtiv beKabbalat Torah Moshe yidaber. As it says in Kabbalat Torah that Moshe spoke it. It dafka says the word dibor. Moshe yidaber, that he said it out. Belashon dibor. V'chein b'chol haTorah matzinu alashon v'yidaber Moshe. We see again and again throughout Torah v'yidaber Moshe. What happened to Lo ish divarim anochi? He said Lo ish. So how can he be medaber? Lo ish divarim anochi. Belashon dibor. The answer is after Pesach the speech comes out. Then v'yidaber Moshe, and his mom is giving over the whole Torah. Then every single one of us, we link into Pesach night and we're mamish Pesach. We draw down the ability to speak. We draw down the freedom of speech. We mamish can be v'yidaber Moshe the whole year. We can speak the Torah's Moshe all year. We can speak the very kedusha all year. We are opening up our mouths. She the bear as kol haTorah liYisrael. He said over the whole Torah to kol Yisrael. V'lo matzini oter shayak avad pek v'alashom. We don't see anywhere a reference again that he had any difficulty speaking. Ki kol zayara kasher Yisrael yumu shabadim Mitzrayim. It was only when we were subjugated to Mitzrayim. Shelo ayala mechinat dibor. We didn't have the aspect of dibor. That changes when we leave Mitzrayim. Again, it's an amazing thing. When we're leaving on Pesach, we're on Pesach night, we're mamish experiencing chayrus. We're experiencing a geulas hadibur. We're experiencing the ability to speak on a Pesach night. To take advantage of that. To spend the whole night talking to every Torah and singing and giving halal and hoda'ah. And saying shir hashirim and singing nigunim. And mamish getting into halal and hoda'ah for a Kadosh Baruch Hu the whole night. And to draw down the fact and to recognize that we're able to speak. To mamish speak the every Torah the whole year. And to bring down the capacity to do that for the whole year. And to be vayidaber Moshe the whole year. To even think, keep that in your mind. You could be vayidaber Moshe all year. You could be vayidaber Jacob, vayidaber Shemi, vayidaber Mordechai. You mamish vayidaber Noah. You could be vayidaber the whole year. You're bringing it down. You're having gulas adibor. Mamish gulas adibor. That's the capacity that we have to be able to do. So to be able to get into that zone, to get into that space, and to really, really bring it out. And to recognize again, one more time, you got it. To recognize that down one more time, again, in the time and the space that we're in right now. We have complete geulat hadibur. Right now, our speech is free. And we're talking all over the world via Zoom, via Google Meet, on WhatsApp, on Skype, on FaceTime, in all of these ways. On all of these ways, we're mamish being able to speak. And with our family, we can speak nicely to our family. We can speak positive words to our family. We can speak divrei Torah with our family. We can speak words of kibbutz avim to our parents. We can speak divrei Torah in our house. We can speak divrei Tehillah in our house. Nothing has been restricted. Nothing has been restricted. In fact, maybe there's been even more when people are coming into these Zoom opportunities to join in nights of song with tremendous Balei Nigun and musicians who are going and doing these concerts for the whole world. And to join in these communal Tehillim with the whole world. And join in with these communal Tefillahs for the whole world. Communal Kabbalah Shabbos for the whole world. So many of these things, communal Hallows tomorrow for the whole world. We have Geulas HaDibor. To take advantage of that. To not think of how we're limited, but think of how we've expanded the incredible freedom of speech that we have in the meaning in the emesthetic way, the real freedom of speech that we have. To utilize that, to own it, to engage it every day until Pesach, and then when Pesach comes, let it out. Just go. V'chol hamar be'areza meshubach, let the pebisach. Bezrat Hashem, we should experience the chayrus of Yitzias Mitzrayim. We should feel the freedom in our soul, in our body, and experience that the whole year. Recognize that mamish, no matter what situation we're mamish free in the ways that count, and only in all of the ways that only count. And to experience the Gula Sadibur, to be able to speak in Divrei Torah and Tefillah, and in words of encouragement to our friends and family, and Kibbutz Av'im to our families. To be able to let that mamish start to flow on Pesach night in a way that we should be mamish Vayidaber Moshe. We should be Vayidaber Moshe all year. Bezrat Hashem by all of us. Shishkoach, everybody.